What we hope above all is that the conference will focus on the political issues and challenges and not on the leadership election, which is not to say the leadership election is not important, but it ought to be it ought to flow from a political debate about the priorities which the organization faces in the coming years. And that is what the president dealt with in his opening speech this morning: the challenges of unemployment, poverty and inequality, the challenges in the health and education services. But I think the main issue for COSATU is how to turn words into deeds, because as indeed the president himself mentioned 5 years ago at the ANC conference in Polokwane, exactly the same issues were discussed and some very encouraging resolutions passed. The problem is that 5 years later, too many of the problems still remain. Of course, that's not to say we haven't made any progress. And I think particularly in healthcare, we can say there's definite progress made in the running out of pilot schemes for the National Health Insurance Scheme, the much greater availability of treatment for HIV and AIDS. But overall, particularly when we look at the economy, we haven't gone nearly far enough. And so while we welcome the likely decision of the current conference to implement what they've called the second phase of the democratic transition, we want to see much firmer commitments to implementation of policies which in many cases are already there, both in ANC policy and government policy documents. And certainly in 5 years' time, we don't want to come back to a situation where we still have unemployment over 30%. We still have millions of Africans living in poverty, and we're still the most unequal society in the world. Those, I think, are the big challenges where we're looking for concrete steps forward from the delegates at Mangaung this week.
As a close ally of the ANC, what steps is COSATU willing to take to ensure that some of these challenges are met?
We will obviously do what we can, and indeed have been doing. COSATU and its other labor movement partners have signed a number of accords with government and business on some of the key issues I've just mentioned: basic education, the green economy. And we obviously, again, need to see much more action to start implementing these policies. Skills and development, skills and education is another one. Because it's not enough simply to pass resolutions or sign accords. We need to see starting changes on the ground. And many of the proposals, a good example, I think, is the Infrastructure Development Program, which the government is committed to, but which is still hardly offered in terms of implementation. That, I think, is where we need to see. And in terms of what COSATU specifically can do, we want to see a much more central role for COSATU in the alliance in formulating policies and getting them off the ground. And that is something which we feel very, very strongly about. We want to be more actively involved in seeing the implementation of these. The same with the fight against corruption. Again, we're very good at passing resolutions. And the president, again, dealt at length with this in his speech. But we want to see more initiatives like the one that COSATU itself took by setting up Corruption Watch, which will be much more actively involved in the fight against corruption, giving people the opportunity to report with complete lack of fear of any retaliation for reporting acts of corruption, which very often come to notice, first of all, by workers in the companies or the state institutions that are involved.
Some South African workers in general, have asked always for better working conditions. How is COSATU urging the government in this specific conference, during this conference, to address these concerns?
We will be trying to bring as much pressure as possible to bear on the delegates to remind them that many, many working people, most recently we've seen it amongst farm workers, are working under appalling conditions, very, very low rates of pay. And it's an unsustainable position. As we've said many times, we're sitting on ticking time bombs. Some of them recently have started exploding. And we shouldn't condemn this. We should understand that workers are very, very angry, and in most cases, justifiably so. And what we must do is make sure that everything possible is being done to improve the wages, the living conditions, and the working conditions of the most exploited workers, like workers, like domestic workers, to make sure that we don't see more of these explosions, which, while fully understandable, will not achieve a lot in the long run unless they're followed up by action by the trade union movement together with government to make sure, first of all, that at the very least existing laws regarding minimum wages and health and safety regulations are being properly implemented. And where necessary, we must bring in new legislation to improve the protection which workers get from the law, and then, of course, to make sure that that new legislation is being properly monitored and enforced.